stopped from that.
Oh, what?
Oh, no.
I was going to choose that,
minus a point. Now you both got none points again.
Always get stuck in traffic or always have terrible internet. Oh, they always get stuck in traffic.
Yeah, I feel like
they definitely chose always get stuck in traffic.
I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, FET Press.
Every Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m., Left Bank Ciders in Catskill holds a community soup night. Every Thursday, they gather to eat soup made by members of our community, with all the proceeds benefiting a local cause. The soup is homemade, delicious, and affordable. A donation gets you a bowl, some bread, and lots of camaraderie. There's always a vegetarian soup option, and a different charity or cause gets the funds raised each week. They have held several community soup nights for your community radio station, WGXC. Left Bank Ciders is at 150 Water.
I find space for what I treasure, and I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities, and Jesus, you're my number one. So I will make room for you. I will prepare for two, so you don't feel that you can't live here.
Right now on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. Yes, well, we make room. Hallelujah. We make room. We move all that other stuff over, and we make room for the good news, the gospel of Jesus the Christ. Amen. The good news of the love of God, never ending, never failing. Hallelujah. And I'm not here by myself. Oh, no, no, no. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost got a hold of me and my audio engineer extraordinaire, my brother, my friend, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. How you doing this morning, Brother Randall?
I am doing well on this chilly morning, and I'm glad that our Bright Side listeners made room for us this morning.
Amen. And I'm so glad that the sun made room and moved that snow over that we've been getting. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
One of our ministry sisters on the line this morning was saying that she was dealing with snow down there in Long Island. I said, well, look, we got the snow too, but it came and it went. Hallelujah. The sun. I go, y'all need to move upstate New York. They've been complaining about how cold it is and how snowy it is up here. And they've been getting it down there. Praise the Lord. So that just goes to show you, amen. I just thank God this morning to be back, beloveds, hallelujah, with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That was Jonathan McReynolds with Make Room, and we've got seven more songs back to back, hallelujah, for you, Lord, with you in mind, beloved listeners and bright siders, hallelujah, visitors even to our program. We have tribute to John P. Key. Hallelujah. Some of you may be familiar. He's been a musician, a master musician, a songwriter and singer, along with his group for decades. I've been listening to him for decades. And there was a tribute done to him, beloved. And Tim Bowman, Jr., and Fame City Music are leading this. So we have a couple of minutes of this tribute, just about 4 minutes of it, for you to hear and your listening pleasure, a couple of his great songs. But John P. Key, snaps and claps to his work in ministry for decades, lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus and bringing the knowledge of him into the hearts and minds of those who hear what he has to share. Then we have God Is, Yes, by Melvin Crisp III, So Good, by Pastor Mike Jr., Look at God, Corin Hawthorne, I Almost Let Go, Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers. I've been there a time or two. How about you? Almost Let Go, but he didn't let me let go. Then we got Let Go and Let God. Yes, beloved. sometimes that's where we got to get to. Just let it go and let God. But don't let go of God, nah. So we have Let Go by Dwayne Woods. I Made It Out by John P. Key. After that, beloved, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary in this Black History Month. Yes, this President's Weekend. We've got a word, hallelujah, for you. So relax and do what you need to do, but don't go nowhere. You stay right here listening to The Bright Side, music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Here we go. Let the music play.
Come on, y'all. Put your hands together for the second week of Black History Month honors and tributes. I got my sister Miranda Curtis with us. We pay tribute to a living legend, the incomparable Mr. Kurt Carr. Y'all know what time it is. Throw your hands up.
Prayer. promise to keep me, never to leave me. He's never ever come short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the now, and keep my life clean every day, because I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far and I'm
a book by its cover, call me lucky. Only still alive cause he's so good. Yeah, he turned my morning into dancing, not laughing, telling everybody that he's so.
If you only knew where I start from, you would understand my praise.
You would understand my praise.
Catching up on all the things he's done. Yeah, we got it out the mud.
We came from nothing.
Only made it cause we covered in the blood.
Put respect on his name.
I'm only here because he made a way.
All right, oh, it's my turn. Yeah.
How he turned my life around.
I'm back and I'm better. Hold up. I'm back and I'm better. Yeah. He reached down when I.
I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up? Just throwing in the towel, just giving up. I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Get a witness in here.
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see it.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace?
So
I'm here today. someone, hunt somebody next to you, tell them, I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him.
I almost let go.
Seemed to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Online all the time at WGXC.org. This is Pastor Kim of Overcoming Ministries, your perpetual optimist, and we are the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, beloved. Don't you quit in the dip. Right now is here with me on WGXC, listening to the music with the heart, the mind, and the soul in mind. We got to, hallelujah, I made it out. Nope, let go and let God. Let go and let God. This is Dwayne Woods. Amen. After that, I made it out by John P. Keith. And then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
To fall asleep, there was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
soon as I stopped worrying,
worrying how the story is,
when I let go,
when I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things,
that's when
start,
things
happening.
Start happening. When I stopped looking at back then,
when I let go,
when I let go,
when I let God,
let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in your hands that everything will be alright.
Soon as I stop worrying how the story is,
I can let go
and
I can let God let him have his way back.
When things start happening,
let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go.
Let God.
He's the only one with the answers.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes, he can.
Let God.
With tears in your eyes.
Let God.
He feels your pain. And he knows your heart. He knows your issues. He knows your struggles.
And this song is for those that
Yes, beloved, I made it out. Have you made it out? God is a way maker. He make a way where there seems to be no way. He'll make streams in the desert. Yes, he will. Highways in the wilderness. Oh, yes, he will. Pathways through the waters. You can make it out, beloved. Every time you find yourself in too deep, you can cry out to the Lord who can lift you up, put your feet on solid ground. Do I know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, beloved, this is Black History Month. I'm going to talk about that for a little while, too. Black History Month. We are remembering and celebrating the presence of Black people in the world. Hallelujah. And particularly and especially here in these United States of America. She's a little bit controversial for some people, extremely controversial, some people completely written off, but she is a brilliant person and a person who has brought much to the conversation and much to the historical framework of Black history in America in the 20th century. And that is none other than Angela Davis, or Professor Dr. Angela Davis. I have a quote of hers, and she says, "I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept." And you know, when I came across that verse, that quote rather, it reminded me of the Serenity Prayer, right? The Serenity Prayer that says, you know, God grant me the wisdom to change the things I can, and the strength to change the things I can, or the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to accept the things I can't, and to know the difference. I'm paraphrasing it, okay? Yes, the courage to change the things I can. And so Professor Davis says, I am changing the things I cannot accept. And you know, beloved, that's the theme behind Black History Month, that we are people who are constantly working, fighting, striving, protesting, marching to change the things that we just cannot accept, from the former slave revolts to the abolitionist movement, to the civil rights movement, to the Black Power movement, to the Black Lives Matter movement. The aim and the goal of people who self-define as Black in America was, is, and always will be to change the things we cannot accept. Whether it was the protest of Richard Allen, the founder and first bishop of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, who led an assembly of enslaved and free people, sun-kissed people, out of St. George's Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, when they were interrupted in prayer, daring to come and pray at the altar alongside of white people. Or whether it was the Freedom Rider, conductor of the Underground Railroad, Miss Harriet Tubman, or the Freedom Riders of the 1960s, college students from the North who rejected the lie that white people were superior and Black people were inferior by divine design and birth. Abolitionist Sojourner Truth once said, "The truth is powerful and it prevails." The truth is, beloved, in the Word of God, in the book of Genesis, it tells us that all human beings are created by the Creator in the image and likeness of the Creator, with certain inalienable rights according to the creed of our Constitution. But for the determination to change the things we cannot accept, white Southerners might still be sitting on their verandas, sipping on lemonade, working Black bodies to death, capitalizing off of free labor extracted from the lifespans of enslaved people. And Northern states might still be profiting too, investing in the products produced by free Black labor and from the services of enslaved Black people working in their homes and businesses, building their cities and infrastructures. Black History Month is the remembering and celebration that shouts out to heaven as a nation of United States, "Look, God, how far we've come, how far we've come." Not because Black men are no longer killed for looking at or whistling at white women. Rather, look how far we've come because we've learned not to just accept the things we cannot change, but to change the things we cannot accept. Despite media that feeds the narrative to the contrary, Black people in America overall are a success story for America as much as for our people group. Booker T. Washington is quoted as saying, success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life, but by the obstacles which they have overcome. Look how far we've come in the civil rights movement. We faced as a nation Jim Crow, separate and unequal, ceilings on business opportunities, on home ownership opportunities, on educational opportunities. Look how far we've come during the Black Power movement, where we determined to see ourselves as beautiful with our very shades of charcoal brown and latte brown and everything in between, our crinkly hair and tight curls and loose curls and straight hair. Hallelujah. All of the facets of our beauty, we determined to say that Black is beautiful. Hallelujah. And that we have power. We are not powerless in this nation. Yes, beloved, all through the ages, the 2010s and the 20-teens, we faced and fought discrimination, racism, poverty, and violence against Black bodies. Today, we are more divided than united on the basis of skin color, divided on the basis of doctrinal indoctrinations, divided, oh my Lord, on biblical misinterpretation and false Christian representation. We're divided by church politics and national politics and local politics. We're divided over whether Black lives matter or blue lives matter or all lives matter. This is what is going on, not in the secular world alone, but also in the Christian world. And beloved, this is unacceptable. This has got to stop. This has got to change. Jesus had a vision and Jesus had a dream. And he talks about it in the Word of God in the book of John, where he says that he would, that we would all be one. Hallelujah, beloved, that men would know that God sent him into the world because of our oneness. Yes, beloved, that our oneness would be rooted and grounded in love. Love for one another, with the commandment given to us in Exodus chapter 10, to love God with all our heart and our soul and our strength and our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus in John 17 and 20 says, my prayer is not for those alone. I pray for those who believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Beloved, I cannot accept the division in the church, in the body of Christ, on the basis of skin or economics or gender or politics. Oh, Heavenly Father, deliver and help us. Jesus's prayer and Jesus's vision is that we would stay focused on him. Hallelujah. And as he and the Father is one, we would be one also. Amen. Different personalities. Yes. Different forms of worship. Of course. Yes. Acceptable. Understandable. Undeniable. We are different and beautiful in our own way. But we have the power, beloved, to come together and to unite, to be in unity. The Lord Jesus' prayer was that the world would be able to believe that he was sent because of our unity. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, he says. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Amen, beloved. Yeah, this is Black History Month, and it is about unity. It is about saying, hallelujah, that sun-kissed people of various sizes and shades, hallelujah, are in the human race, one with each other. Listen, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist, and I do have hope, and I do believe for a beloved community. I hope I get to see it in my lifetime, but if I don't, you all keep up the fight and keep the faith. Hallelujah. You who call Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, come out of the division and the discord. Come out of the silos that have been constructed by denominational and doctrinal indoctrinations that are contrary to the prayer of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Let us remember his prayer today, beloved, that we would be one and the world would know and believe. Yes, beloved, we celebrate Black history. We celebrate a race of people in bondage in this country came who fought and strove to be free. Hallelujah. Amen. That is, hallelujah, just a part of Black history. We go deeper into all of the contributions that were made by people, hallelujah, who were here in this country without freedom, who could not accept things as they were, people who created soles for our shoes because they could not accept walking around without shoes or shoes that had been handed down that had holes and no soles, people who created ironing boards because they had to do the ironing, hallelujah, people who created and created and continue to create, making this world a better place for all of us. Unity, beloved, let us know the story and let us do the work. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I have the spiritual commentary that helps the heart, the mind, and the soul, and the music that does the same. We got more music for you. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We are the light. This is my fresh start. Yes, Lord, let's be the light that the world cannot deny.
We are the light of the world. Yeah.
Yes, we are the light of the world. We're called to be the light of the world, to pierce the darkness, to bring light in the darkness. When you want a dark room, you can't find your way till you turn on that light. You might hit your foot or fall downstairs in the darkness, but you put some light on it, you can find your way. We are the light of the world, beloved. Let us be the light that the world cannot, hallelujah, put out. So this is President's Weekend also. And so many people, not as many as it used to be, but many people do have a long weekend this weekend, and the schools are closed, banks and all that good stuff. Listen, I hope you have a wonderful extra day off this weekend, and you enjoy yourself, that you'll stay well and you'll still stay safe. And if you have to work, I hope you're getting that extra time. You know, what is it? Holiday pay. I hope you're getting that. Listen, people have fought for the right. Yes, they have. Strive, march, protested, strike. Yes, for the right, for that holiday pay. Listen, beloved, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. But I want to say happy birthday to all you February babies. Hope you had a good Valentine's Day. I did my best to help the brothers and the sisters to get it together. I had a beautiful day as well. And so, listen, I'll be at the First Presbyterian Church on next Sunday at 10:45 service. I've been invited to be their guest speaker for Black History Month. So if you're in the area, come on by. All right, at 369 Warren Street in Hudson at the First Presbyterian Church. Looking forward to that. And looking forward to our Tuesday afternoon show. Yes, beloved, we have Lieutenant Governor with us for our Tuesday afternoon show. And what a wonderful conversation, a time of revelation, information. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss that on Tuesday at 4:10. We have Chick Chat, and then our conversation with the Lieutenant Governor of New York State. First Black African American man in that position, making history, beloved. And we're about ready to be out, but I do have more music for you. I just want you to remember, no matter how dark your day, how gray the sky, how low the clouds may hang, blocking out the sun. All right, blocking out the sun. Remember, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. You don't quit in that dip. You'll see the light. You'll see the brightness of the light shining through. So I want that's what I'd like you to do. That's what I try to do too. That's what I do. No more trying. That's what I do. I don't quit in the dip. No more. This is Pastor Kim, and listen, I'm getting ready to be out. But we got one more song. It's a blessing and it's a prayer. You hang on in there till things get better. Amen. God bless you all. Praying for you. Pray for me too.
Right now.